It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 5th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American journalist and novelist Frank Norris, who was born in Chicago in 1870. A writer during the Progressive Era, much of his fiction reflected the naturalist genre, and his notable works include McTeague, The Octopus, and The Pit. In 1884, his family moved to San Francisco, where his father went into real estate. In 1887, after the death of his brother and a brief stay in London, young Norris went to Paris, where he studied painting for 2 years and was exposed to the naturalist novels of Émile Zola. Between 1890 and 1894, he attended the University of California at Berkeley, where he became acquainted with the ideas of human evolution that are reflected in his later writings. After that, he went east and spent a year in the English department of Harvard University. There he met Louis Gates, who encouraged his writing. He worked for McClure's magazine as a war correspondent in Cuba during the Spanish-American War in 1898. The next year, he joined the New York publishing firm of Doubleday and Page. His writing is often bleak and foreboding and includes depictions of suffering caused by corrupt turn-of-the-century corporate monopolies. For example, in The Octopus, the Pacific and Southwest Railroad is implicated in the deaths of a number of ranchers in Southern California. His early novel, Vandover and the Brute, written in the 1890s but not published until after his death, is about three college friends preparing to become successful and the ruin of one of them due to a degenerate lifestyle. In addition to that of Zola, his fiction has been compared to that of Stephen Crane, Theodore Dreiser, and Edith Wharton. Norris's work has not fared well with critics in the late 20th and early 21st century, who have seen evidence of racism, anti-Semitism, and contempt for immigrants and the working poor in his writing. In this respect, his thought was shaped by the social Darwinist views of his time, which were often used to justify political conservatism, imperialism, as well as racism and to discourage social intervention and reform. Nevertheless, many of Norris's works have been adapted for the stage and for film, and one of his novels has even inspired an opera produced in Chicago in 1992. Frank Norris died October 25, 1902 in San Francisco of peritonitis from a ruptured appendix. He was only 32. He is buried in Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, California. His headstone contains an inscription from the Brothers of Phi Gamma Delta, who gratefully acknowledged his faithful devotion to their fraternity. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 5th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.